From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concern about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. It will be the first in what is expected to be a series of high-level meetings focusing on drug trafficking, trade, and immigration. President Trump has placed heavy blame on Mexico for America's immigration problems and is planning to build a wall along the nation's common border. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura said Wednesday he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming peace talks, but he hopes to build momentum toward peace. He made the remarks before he plans to open discussions in Geneva. De Mistura warned of spoilers who will try to scuttle his efforts to bring the Syrian war to an end. A coalition official says U.S. forces have been shot at and have returned fire in the battle to take the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. The U.S. has about 450 military advisors deployed to assist Iraqi forces in the battle. They are not supposed to do any fighting, but have gotten close enough to the front that they have had to return fire on occasion. There is no word as to whether there has been any U.S. casualties. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials. The president said that the current budget is in a mess and said we must do a lot more with less. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of the Earth and are situated in such a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Hungary has taken its name out of contention to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. A government spokesman made the announcement Wednesday. Last week, opponents of holding the Games in Budapest submitted a petition calling for a referendum on the matter. Los Angeles and Paris are still in the running. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Dadin, who has been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. His wife told a local radio program that the court has not announced a release date, but she says she will try to convince her husband to leave Russia when he does get out. Malaysian police said Wednesday the two women suspected of poisoning the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un knew what they were doing and had been trained to do it. At least one of the women arrested in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam has claimed that she was tricked into attacking him at the airport in Kuala Lumpur, believing she was taking part in a TV prank show. Two other people have already been arrested in connection with the attack. Authorities say they are trying to find additional suspects. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Donald Tsang, the Chinese territory's former chief executive, to 20 months in prison on charges of official misconduct. The 72-year-old Tsang was found guilty last week of failing to disclose negotiations to lease an apartment from a major investor in a communications company seeking a license from the government. The conviction sullies a long and otherwise distinguished public service career for Tsang. The territory, with a reputation of clean governance, has been shaken over a string of public corruption cases in recent years. U.S. home resales surged to a nearly 10-year high in January. Wednesday's report from the National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes jumped 3.3%. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing protests that have broken out against his plan to dismantle the nation's health care plan and replace it with something he says is better. Noisy protests have sprouted recently at meetings in the home districts of Republican members of Congress. The president said on Twitter late Tuesday the demonstrations are planned by liberal activists. The Affordable Care Act has allowed 20 million previously uninsured Americans to buy policies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.